Michelle's not.
Oh, she just left.
Guess we're going to wait a minute.
She stepped out too, sorry.
Well.
I think there was confusion with how many packets she needed.
Are we short a packet?
We are short a packet. Oh, are you sure?
Yep, go ahead.
I mean, we can't do anything until Michelle's back anyway.
We tried to call the meeting to order.
Thank you, Michelle.
He gave up his, but I will.
Oh, thank you.
Nice and warm still.
Yep.
I love that. I'm always just a little bit cold when I close, so I'm like, oh.
All right, we're ready for roll call, Michelle.
Taylor?
Here.
Carter?
Here.
Hugh?
Present.
Michael?
Present.
Sexton? Strong?
Yes.
Thor?
Present. Need approval of the agenda.
So move.
Second.
Been moved in second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Need approval of the minutes for April 5th, 2024.
So moved, Michaels.
Second, Straub.
Been moved in second. Is there any discussion or corrections or? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Public participation.
Steve.
Steve, public participation.
Any gallery decides.
Seeing none.
Comes for the donuts.
Any communication from the committee? Seeing none. Need approval of the county and township motor fuel tax claim for April 2024.
So moved, Carter.
Second.
Been moved in second. Any discussion? Seeing none. All in favor say aye.
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 Next thing on the agenda would be our county engineer's report.
All right. Item number 8 is a, for your information, it's a Village of Savoy resolution where they have petitioned the county to participate in replacement of a bridge. This is a similar type of process that we use with townships. The County Bridge Fund says any township or any municipality under 15,000 residents can petition the county for 50-50 help on bridges that they need to replace. And so Savoy asked me if they could, and I said, yeah, you're in that position, you can. So they've sent a resolution petitioning the county board. You can see the project is there on First Street, just north of Airport Road. It's probably gonna just be a bridge deck replacement like we've done so many of over the last year or two. They've hired an engineer. We've estimated basically $300,000 cost of construction to replace the deck. So numbers, excuse me, numbers 8 and 9 kind of go together. Because 9 is the resolution granting the petition and giving the sufficient sum of 50% of the estimated $300,000 for help. So this will just be for construction. They're doing their own engineering and so forth. This will just be, they'll bid it, and whatever half of the construction cost is, we will pay half of that cost to the Village of Savoy. So I would ask for your approval of that resolution.
So moved, Straub.
Second.
It's open for discussion.
I got a question. No idea. Have they requested in the past? I don't recall them requesting in the past.
Nope.
Do you think this is something that they came on to an aha moment and we'll have more of these? I mean, I'm just being honest, guys.
They don't have a lot of bridges in their corporate limits, but I'm sure if they need to replace some,
right.
They're going to. I mean, we're doing one up in in Fisher right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a couple up there, and we got another one. So we've got one in Sydney that's kind of going bad. It's probably coming up in the near future. So I try not to hide this from the small municipalities. If they ask, I say, sure. It's,
right.
You know, it's part of the process.
It kind of ties into one of our roads, though, doesn't it?
Well, First Street is, you can see their limits just barely come down to Airport Road there. So,
right.
Airport Road going out to the east is actually a township road.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's in Philo Township.
Right.
So that bridge, when it was built, was not in the village limits. It was built as a township bridge, and then the village grew and mm-hmm. took over the limits. You can see basically there's a little pond upstream, and then it drains out of the pond. So it's mm-hmm. not a big structure. It's 40, 50 feet long, something like that. But it's, again, one of those ones that was built in the 80s where the deck were not as good as they should have been. And we're replacing them. Quite a few of those as of late.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right, the next items, 10 and 11 go together. We've got the bid tab there for the Salt Dome parking lot project that we're going to do. We are doing all the removal of the old asphalt, the prep of the base, getting it ready, and this is just the bid to come in and actually do the asphalt on top of the prepped subgrade. We also bid the Metcad parking lot on behalf of Dana and his group in the same bid of opening, so we split the cost. He's taken the Metcad one to his facilities committee. We're bringing the Salt Dome one here to the highway committee. You can see our estimate was 209 roughly. It came in at 154 as the low bid. Cross construction, open road was 193 and some change there. So we have a resolution awarding the contract to Cross Construction at the 154,335.60. And I would assume we'll get this done in the next couple of months. We'll just have to work with the contractor to let us know when they're going to be coming in, and then we'll do all the prep work prior to them coming in and doing their work. Any questions on that?
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I was wondering about Cross Construction. Do they have any minority working for them?
I couldn't tell you that off the top of my head.
How can I find that information out?
I could ask them. I mean, they have to.
I think they do, only because I've seen them on the road, but I don't know how many, and I don't know what percentages, but
right.
It would be easy. I'm sorry to interject,
no,
but I see all that. Those
I
kind
see
of,
them all the time.
But I mean, I'm my husband's in this line of work, so I see these kind of people all the time. But yeah, they do, but I'm not sure how many, so I know they would be open to let you know what they have.
Okay.
Yeah,
especially
we can inquire about their
workforce. Jobs, there's percentages and stuff.
Yeah, I know it's tied to some contracts. I just kind of wanted to know what the breakdown was. I do see that they do a lot of work here in Champaign County.
Yeah, they do a lot of small work. They're not open road or Champaign asphalt or whatever they call themselves now.
Yeah.
Tends to do the bigger projects. So that's why Cross was more competitive on a smaller project like this.
You know, I'm just inquiring
sure.
as far as with Housing Authority. I told you I would love to see how the young people in that program can mm-hmm. be incorporated with some of these construction companies
right.
to get the hands-on feel. So just, you know, want to see if I could just have a conversation with them.
Sure. Yep. I can get you in contact after I ask. I'll get a hold of Dan Long. He's their kind of head guy at Cross, and I'll ask him about their workforce, and I'll ask him, would you like to talk to him directly?
I would.
Sure.
Okay.
Parkland.
In Parkland, too.
Yeah, Parkland program for highway, yeah.
Yep.
What's her name's out there? Elise.
And you said his name is Dan Cross?
Dan Long.
Dan Long. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
And Elise at Park Lane?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Ready.
So moved, Carter.
Second, Straub.
Get it.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right. And we've got a, we did a whole bunch of bids on this day, including some for the townships and obviously for us. We've got a bridge repair up on County Road 9, which you can see on the, on the map is east of Ludlow up there. We've got a, got some rusting going on the piling in the piers. And they're not encased at all. So what this does is we're going to go in and encase the top of the pilings so that we encapsulate where the rust is starting to give us some problems. We had an engineer's estimate of $100,890, which we weren't real sure where that was going to come in because it's such a unique project. But Ryan must have done a pretty good job because Stark came in at $98,892.50. William Charles, which is White, they're the ones that are working out on the interchange out there, was the only other bidder. You can see they were much higher as far as their bid goes. So they must have ample work and didn't need to do this work. So we have a resolution awarding the contract and also appropriating the funds from the County Bridge Fund for this repair job on County Road 9 and awarding it to Stark Excavating.
So moved. So moved, Michaels.
Second, Carter.
Okay, it's been moved and second. It's open for discussion. Seeing that, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right. Next item is the intergovernmental agreement for Wilbur Avenue for design, construction, and maintenance with the City of Champaign, Summer Township, and the county. We have painstakingly gone through every lawyer that everybody knows to review this thing.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it's been a process, but I believe everybody has had their opportunity to make comments. I know the state's attorney is fine with it. The City of Champaign has signed off on it, and the Summer Township attorney has signed off on it. So we should be good to go. I don't know of any other approvals we need from a legal standpoint. Obviously, the Township Highway Commissioner and I and the city engineer from the City of Champaign have all worked on this together as well. But this lays out the terms of rebuilding Wilbur Avenue. As you can see in there, it's a pretty short stretch and a pretty high price tag, 0.44 miles. And we've got between the three of us with the different jurisdictional transfer funds and the DCEO funds, we've got about $1.8 million that we can use in order to do the project. And I hope, we're hoping and praying that that's enough. It's a pretty substantial project because if you've been out there, it's definitely in very, very, very poor shape.
It's been a long time coming.
It has been a long time coming. So the county is the lead agency. Jenny is working diligently on the design. We will do the construction inspection. We will bill the township and the city for their portions. And once the project is completed, it will be broken out into the jurisdictions as shown on there, where 0.14 miles is the City of Champaign's and 0.30 miles is Summer Township, and nothing will be the responsibility of the county beyond that. So that's the good news. And then there is a resolution attached to that intergovernmental agreement giving the county board chair and the county executive the authority to sign the intergovernmental agreement on behalf of the county and tie us to the terms that are laid out in the intergovernmental agreement. So would ask for your approval of that resolution.
Need a motion?
So moved. Michaels?
Second.
We got a question?
Second, sorry.
No, I'm good.
Okay, any discussion?
I do got a question. I was looking over this last night. So how does the insurance tie into contracts with the county? So, because I see like on page 21, the liability under such insurance will not be less than $10 million.
Yep, that's a city requirement. We've never had that in our contracts, but all of their projects, they require that $10 million in liability. So that'll be a special provision that we're going to have to put into the contract that's not typically in our contract.
Oh, okay.
We have performance bonds, which says the contractor has to complete the project and do it in an appropriate manner, and they have to put a bond up for that, and that's an insurance bond. But we've never done this $10 million liability thing. But and we asked them about it. They actually, at one point, said the county was going to have to insure ourselves because we were going to be a part of the project, and we were going to have the city of Champaign named as an insured by the county. And I was like, no, I don't even know what that means, but we're not doing it. But they wouldn't vary from this $10 million. They put that in all their construction projects.
Oh, wow.
So they must have got burned at some point in the past and decided that they wanted to do that. So that probably cost a few thousand dollars, obviously.
Windsor. Mm-hmm. Windsor.
And that was Urbana, though, and that was a performance thing. It wasn't a liability thing, uh-huh, per se.
Brett?
Are we going to have to repair those other roads out there, like Paul and stuff like that? Because they're all pretty bad out there.
Those are all township roads. So,
I mean, are we going to come in with us too, or?
No.
Okay.
No. The only reason this is a project that the county is involved in is because it's a jurisdictional transfer. That road actually belongs to the state, which is crazy.
Okay, that one road.
One road. Nobody knows how it belongs to the state or why it belongs to the state, but 0.30 miles of Wilbur Avenue is a state route from years and years and years ago. And the only way that it can get repaired or replaced is that it gets jurisdictionally transferred. And the only way the city and the township would agree to that is basically if the county stepped in and did it on their behalf, because they don't really want to deal with it. They're kind of being dragged into this kicking and screaming. But we're going to get it done. This was something that Darlene was pretty hot on when she was in here, and we're going to get it done in the next couple of years and put it behind us. So, but it'll be.
I was just asking because it's my district, but I was
it's bad.
Yeah, Paul and Wallace are both bad too.
And you know that the concrete trucks and the fire department don't even use Wilbur Avenue because it's so bad. They go back on those other little township roads, and that's not helping their case because they're running heavy. And once we get Wilbur done, at least the traffic will use Wilbur Avenue.
Yeah, everybody there from like the iron workers, and the recycling, all that stuff will start probably using that road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can just add to it. Used to be mine before the redraw.
Well, and I saw people live and, back there. So,
But here's the thing. For years and years, Ms. Cohort and I have known for a long time that that's needed repair and tried to do things to get repair. But until you raise their township taxes, they don't have the funds to do it, and there really aren't the funds from other entities to take to do that. So that's been an ongoing, for as long as I think probably Ms. Cohort's been on the board. Yes, ma'am.
They were talking about having that trucker back there, people that's got businesses back there, to chip in and get the road fixed.
And they said no.
Yeah, Clifford ain't gonna put no money
down. So just so you know, it's been an uphill climb, but this little part is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that consideration too, it shifts all the traffic onto that one road. How long is that one road going to last then?
Well, we're going to build it to pretty high standards, so.
No way.
I mean,
hopefully till we get off the board, huh? I'll be there when I'm off, but not you. You'll still be here. I'll be gone.
Steve would like to be recognized.
Okay, Steve.
Thank you. Jeff, did you tell them, you talked at all about the ECEO grant? That was where Darlene was working with former Representative Marin to come up with the funding
Right.
Yeah, that's been talked about in the past, but I didn't specifically bring it up in this one. But yeah, there was, our $250,000 comes through a DCEO grant that Darlene secured with Representative Marin. And that is, it was actually secured to do drainage work.
Right.
Yeah, on Wilbur Avenue. So we'll have to piece apart the drainage work part and show that we're spending that $250,000 on the drainage work, which obviously when you do a road project, you gotta dewater it or it's not gonna do any good in the future. So, Steve and I, every quarter we have to send a report into DCEO and tell them what our progress is and where we're at. And it is a reimbursable grant, which is not the greatest, but it is what it is. That means we have to spend the money and then we have to send a bill to DCEO with, I'm sure, some ream of paper attached to it to get the money reimbursed. So it's not upfront money. So, but yeah.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right. I don't have any other business, Madam Chair.
No other business. No chair's report. Do the committee want to bring up anything? No. Okay, designated item for consent agenda being 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
We need 9, 11, 13, and 15.
Yeah, those are the ones that we actually acted on, the ones that Michelle said. Mm-hmm. The other ones were the information that led to the resolutions. And the intergovernmental agreement is part of the resolution for numbers 14 and 15. I believe I wrote that in there.
Okay, nothing else?
Because the resolution says the above mentioned agreement is attached and made part of the resolution. So, yep. So 9, 11, 13, 15 would be the actionable items.
Okay, if there's nothing else for the board, I declare it's adjourned.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Short and sweet.
Love these.
Yeah, you want to test your shocks and struts on your vehicle?